It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, there was a story yesterday that the extinct dire wolf has been brought back. Yes.
I have no idea what a dire wolf is.
Well, I thought that it was only in Game of Thrones, first of all, and I didn't know that they were actual thing. They were real. But they were.
You thought they were like unicorns?
I just thought they were like something from Game of Thrones. Sure. Like, I didn't know that they were real. But they are, or they were. Colossal Biosciences, a Dallas-based biotech company, announced yesterday that it has revived dire wolves by breeding three wolf pups that carry genes of their long-lost ancestors.
Wow.
Now, this is the same company, I think we may have talked about them before, where they're trying to also bring back, like, woolly mammoths.
Yeah, you did mention that.
For some reason. And I don't know why, like, what, why are we trying to do that? I don't know.
Do we know why they went extinct? Are you going to tell us?
Well, yes.
Oh.
I'll get there.
Please.
As part of a gene editing restoration process, the DNA from the fossils of dire wolves was extracted and used to edit the genes of gray wolves, which are their closest living relatives. Three pups were born and named Romulus, Remus, and Khaleesi, which Khaleesi is from Game of Thrones. The pups are 3 to 6 months old and feature traits of dire wolves, including long white hair, muscular jaws, and a large, strong body.
Oh.
Behaviorally, the wolves exhibit natural wolf tendencies, and they have done that since birth, including early howling.
Oh.
Early howling, beginning at approximately 2 weeks old.
Wow.
Stalking and hunting behaviors, and a natural wariness around humans. So unlike domesticated dogs, they maintain distance from people, including their handlers. They weigh in at around 80 pounds already, and they're projected to reach 6 feet in length and 150 pounds at full maturity.
So we want to bring these back? We're certain about that?
Yeah. All three are currently living in a secured 2,000-acre ecological preserve at an undisclosed location somewhere here in the U.S.
Okay.
And Colossal claims that they represent the first living examples of the species since its extinction approximately 10,000 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. So are they going to keep them locked up forever, or will they eventually appear at zoos?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So the dire wolf was native to the Americas 125,000 to 10,000 years ago. The first dire wolf fossils were found in 1854 from the Ohio River in Indiana. Dire, in the name of the wolf, means terrible.
Oh, yeah, I know.
The first discoverers of the animal's remains were impressed by the large size of the skeleton, especially with respect to the head and jaw compared to other wolves.
Oh,
they call them terrible.
They sound awful.
Yeah. Dire wolf remains have been found across a broad range of habitats, including plains, grasslands, and some forested mountain areas of North America and in South America. In the United States, fossils of dire wolves have been found on both the Atlantic and Pacific coasts and much of the central, southern, and southwestern region. So all over the place, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
The largest collection of fossils has been obtained from the La Brea Tar Pits in Los Angeles. They were actually the most common predator found there in the tar pits of La Brea, with over 4,000 individuals found there.
Wow.
For several millennia, these pits functioned as what they call a predator trap. Animals would wander in, become trapped in the tar, and then die, and then predators would enter to eat those trapped animals and then also just get stuck. Mm. And it just continued on like that.
I see.
And so that's why there are so many fossils there.
Okay. Yeah, nature's rough. Nature's not pretty.
So the dire wolf was about the same size as the largest modern forms of gray wolf, weighing somewhere between 125 and 175 pounds. Their bites were more powerful, though. Paleontologists calculated that dire wolves could bite down with 129% of the force available to their 21st century cousins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Dire wolves are believed to have hunted for their prey in packs, as modern gray wolves do. One reason they think that is that some of the dire wolf fossils from La Brea show that they healed from debilitating injuries like broken bones, which suggests that their pack supplied them with food when they couldn't hunt when they were injured.
Oh.
Yeah. Analysis of dire wolf fossils suggests that horses were an important prey species, along with ground sloths, mastodons, ancient bisons, and camels. So they were going after the big game, is what they were doing.
They didn't get many camels around here, though, right?
I don't think so.
That's more for the
I don't think so.
Dire wolves living
the
on
the southern dire wolves. Yeah. Yeah, not so much here.
Southern? Like where?
Like South America.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure where the camels were, but I guess that's what they ate.
Okay.
The dire wolf's main competition for food in its time was the saber-toothed tiger. Fossil evidence from the La Brea Tar Pits shows that both of these predators shared the same territory and hunted the same prey.
Okay.
The direwolf went extinct at the end of the last ice age, disappearing along with its main prey species. Experts believe that this extinction was linked to the loss of its primary food sources, along with climatic change and competition with other species, or a combination of those factors.
I see.
But now we've got three more of them.
Welcome back.
Yes.
We've brought them back.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Great.
A little scary.
Yeah.
Folks, what do we do? You picked out a record to go along with Dire Wolves, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play Hungry Like the Wolf by Duran Duran.
Okay. And this wolf will eat you. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Duran Duran's Hungry Like the Wolf. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about dire wolves, which for some reason we have brought back from extinction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In all of our infinite wisdom. Mm-hmm. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Dire wolves weighed up to 175 pounds.
They had extremely powerful bites.
And the largest collection of their fossils have been found in the La Brea Tar Pits.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And they're coming back. There are three of them.
There's three puppies right now.
Undisclosed location.
Somewhere, yeah.
Locked away.
They look pretty cute, but, you know.
Right up until they take your arm off.
Yeah, right.
Folks want to learn more about dire wolves. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day, all the time. All the
forever. Plus, you can watch this unfold every day on Facebook Live, every day at 4:10. And
all the time.
It's always there. And the archive goes up to YouTube. Go to youtube.com. If you didn't know how the internet works, you just put .com at the end.
Yeah.
And you can find the entire library up there, and you can just learn all about weird things.
Yes.
All the time. Wonderful.
At your fingertips.
Are you back tomorrow at 4:10 with a fresh episode?
I am.
Unless those dire wolves escape, in which case every man for himself.
No one knows where they are, so. Yeah.
Until they're right behind you. Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah.
Traffic and weather on the way. We've got some Glenn Frey, Cat Stevens, and much more straight ahead on Legends 102.7.